Hola, en este episodio queremos hablar de identidad. Y para eso, we asked Amy to tell her story, a story of lost identity and mixed races. Amy has been identified as white most of her life, and fue solo in the last couple of years she learned that her heritage was, like she calls it, un fraude. Pero dejemos que ella cuente su historia. Soy Paola Marizán y esto es ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
What's going on over here? I hear something.
So I went to see my grandfather in San Diego. I put my baby down for a nap, and the two of us sat under a homemade awning to talk. The breeze was warm, and there was something rustling behind his workbench.
I can't tell if it was down here or up there.
So, I want to be Mexican.
Good. I don't want to.
Is it okay with you if I am, though?
Yes, you bet. I'm not going to hold you for anything. I'm not going to be no Mexican for me.
My grandfather is from Mexicali, but he doesn't have any connection to the place or the culture, and that's on purpose.
I had a bad upbringing. Real bad.
His mother lived in the U.S. She worked at a factory. As a single mom, she sent money home to her family who looked after her two boys. Her family was not kind.
When I was a kid, I peed my bed. And so, see, I got beat for that. I couldn't help it. And then one of my uncles said, I'm going to take care of you. So he made a sign. He said, Mario wet his bed and put it around my neck so I can have it in the school so everybody can see me. And those are things that it's not very pleasant to talk about. This is all I know about the Castellans. I mean, Castellans were terrible people for me. Mm-hmm. To me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to never go back. There's nothing that I like about Mexico. Nothing.
So eventually, my grandfather immigrated to the U.S. and he joined the Navy. He says it was his salvation. It gave him a new family. The military family, of course, but also like a real new family. There was this Italian kid on base who took my grandfather home with him to Brooklyn on holidays and breaks, and his mother was especially kind to my grandfather.
And I was real happy, and I felt that at this particular time, I was reborn.
He took his rebirth all the way. My grandfather cooks Italian food. He sings Italian songs, and he even grows Italian varieties of tomatoes and herbs. He doesn't exactly go around telling people he's Italian outright. He just doesn't correct them if they make the assumption. And they do.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that we were Italian for a while. Like, I really mm-hmm. believed that. And then when I found out that we weren't, then that for me was, it leaves me in kind of a weird spot. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I'm not Italian. And I don't have that connection to Italian culture the way you do because of your experience with your friend. I don't have any of that. And I don't have any of Mexico. I don't have any of those things, you know?
I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn to cook Mexican food. All of those things. Is that okay with you?
No.
Why not?
I just...
Well, you don't want me to speak Spanish and make tortillas and all this stuff?
Whatever you gotta do, gotta do. No, I'm not gonna hold you for that. No. No. If you have to do that, do it. Yeah, but you got your own other background. Don't forget it. Very need to have the white part of it.
So my Mexican grandpa is telling me to not forget my white heritage.
It's very, very, very important. Both things.
Los dos. Juntos.
Huh?
Los dos juntos, sí.
Whatever.
Lo que sea está bien.
The story about his rough childhood is real. Distant cousins have confirmed his claims that he was mistreated by the family. But there's also this other thing. My grandfather fell in love with this country via the military and then became a police officer. Places where whiteness really does mean something special, like he says. Whether he's conscious of it, it arguably behooved his efforts at assimilation to claim a European heritage rather than an indigenous American one.
Okay, well, what else do you think I need to know?
Just be a good person. Just be a good person. Don't be, I'm better than you and I'm better than that. No, you're not better than nobody else.
I'm better than some people.
Yeah. Well, now you're talking about something else.
You mean like culturally?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
My daughter's nap is almost over and the rustling sound is back. Yes.
Sure sound like a red to me. I'm going to get my flashlight.
I'm not going to stay here for this. Am I?
Yeah, stay here.
Terrified.
I don't need his permission to learn about Mexican culture, but this conversation helps me let go of resentment I've carried about his cutting ties with Mexico. It's done. Moving forward, I have to learn about Mexican culture from other places and people. For some, I'm far too removed to claim my Latina heritage. Others accept my ambiguous identity, and some even help me learn things I wish I already knew, like knowing by touch when the masa is ready to press for tortillas. But ultimately, I'm learning that my identity is not determined by them or by my grandfather. It's determined by me.
It's stuck. It's stuck in the... I told you. Oh, it's a lizard.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. We see you. Let's keep it in there until Bobby wakes up so she can see it.
Amy tells us that identity is personal, and in this case, her identity is a combination of facts and her own knowledge of life. For some, she's not close enough to Mexico to claim being Mexican, but in the end, it's not about what others think. Amy continues to search for her identity and learn more about what her background is. ¿Te has sentido como Amy? ¿Buscas tu identidad? Déjanos saber, escríbenos y síguenos escuchando en nuestro website, quepasapodcast.com, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe. Soy Paola Marizan y esto es ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.